It says in the first pasuk of chapter 7, Perek Zayin of Tehillim, that David is writing this perek about Divrei Chush ben Yamini, this individual referred to as Chush ben Yamini. The question is, who is that? So many Mefarshim explain that it's referring to Shaul, that Shaul HaMelech, in his pursuing and persecuting David HaMelech, that David was writing and davening about that experience in this perek. The experience David HaMelech had with Shaul, I think, is very, very profound and very relevant to all of us. Because Shaul HaMelech was someone who was close to David HaMelech, someone who initially David had a close and dear relationship with. And then things changed, and all of a sudden Shaul turned on him. And I think something that many of us are experiencing, especially as American Jews, many of us are experiencing having lived in an America, lived in a world where we felt very welcome. We felt very connected. We felt that we were accepted and we were part of society in a way that was really, things were okay. And I think especially this was a reality for many, many Jews who were living in more general culture, more of the American culture, maybe not even necessarily being part of more insular Jewish communities, but really living in the general American culture at large, going to schools, etc. And what so many people are experiencing now, and for many of them, for many of us for the first time, is the experience of someone, some place, some group of people who once felt like they were near and dear to us, like once felt that we were even maybe connected to them. We even had joint or aligned visions or values as them. And all of a sudden, they've turned on us. All of a sudden, they've become challengers to us. They've become pursuers of us. And we feel there's a sense of feeling betrayed, which is what I imagine on some level David HaMelech must have felt with Shaul's pursuing him, a sense of betrayal. And that experience turns us to the next pasuk in Perek Zayin. Hashem Elokai b'cha chasisi. Hashem, my God, in you I put my hope. In you I seek refuge. Only in you. B'cha chasisi. In this moment in time, I think every one of us, every single Jew in the world, can recognize we have nothing besides Hashem. We have nothing besides Hashem. Hashem Elokai b'cha chasisi. Any other source of help or salvation or strength that I thought I may have. Yes, I still have to do my hishtadlus. Yes, we still look and we appreciate those who are supporting us and all the different efforts that are being made on behalf of the Jewish people from many people around the world. But it's clear, more clear than maybe it's ever been for most of us in our lifetimes. Hashem Elokai b'cha chasisi. I can find refuge. I can find hope only in you.